This is CD 3 of the Plaid Cymru Manifesto 2016.
Digital technology. An open school along the lines of the Open University, with a national MOOC, Massive Open Online Course, for self-directed learning using the HWB Plus network, and weekend residential courses for top-up and flipped learning will be developed. We will focus on digital skills, investing in passionate IT-enabled schools to set up local communities of learning. Welsh Medium Education. The Welsh language belongs to everybody in Wales, and it is important that all children have the opportunity to become bilingual. All pupils will learn Welsh as part of a continuum of learning. We will continue to expand Welsh in the foundation phase, with the aim that all children can speak and understand Welsh, and this will become part of the new curriculum, as recommended by Professor Sioned Davies and Professor Graham Donaldson's reviews. We will take statutory powers to ensure all local education authorities deliver on their Welsh education strategy plans by reinforcing existing powers to ensure that all WESPs include specific dates and locations for increasing Welsh medium education provision. We will create a mechanism of recourse which will hold to account all LAs that fail to act to achieve this. Early years education. Early intervention and support is a proven way to give children the best start in life and education. Some parents choose to deliver this at home, but many, for economic reasons, need childcare. Parents in Wales pay some of the highest childcare costs in Europe and receive fewer free hours of childcare than elsewhere in the UK. However, to deliver the best possible outcomes, young children in education need care, and children in childcare settings deserve to learn through play. Plaid Cymru will introduce a consistent childcare and early years education policy answerable to one government minister. We will work with schools and childcare providers to ensure that there are well-qualified staff in all parts of the country with sufficient provision in both Welsh and English. We will deliver free full-time childcare to all children over the age of 3 by the end of this Assembly term. This policy will require significant resources and workforce planning, as well as the development of facilities. For these reasons, it will be implemented in stages. We will provide 15 hours of free childcare a week by 2017-2018, attending class for full mornings rather than for 2 hours a day. By 2021, full-time early education of 30 hours a week will be provided, which equates to the same amount of hours as a full school week. This will be delivered through a mix of schools, voluntary providers and private nurseries to all children in order to help close the attainment gap between children from poorer backgrounds and to help parents return to work or work longer hours. The additional year of early education would be optional, as not all parents of young children want their children to attend school from this early age. School facilities will need to be developed to ensure they are appropriate for 3-year-old children to attend for a full day rather than a half day. Some out-of-school providers may also need to develop their facilities. We will ensure that a capital investment programme for schools is in place. As well as building the early education workforce, there is also a need to build the childcare workforce. Currently, there is insufficient supply of childcare to meet the needs of many families. For example, families living in rural areas, children with disabilities, Welsh medium provision, and parents who work atypical hours. We will use the proposed National Citizen Service and European funding, such as the European Social Fund, to train young people and people seeking to re-enter the workforce to become childcare workers and to set up their own childcare businesses. We will also explore alternative models of provision, including the Nordic countries' family daycare systems and childcare cooperatives. We will also provide small loans or grants for entrepreneurs to set up childcare businesses to fill in the gaps in supply, for example in Welsh medium childcare, services for children with disabilities, services in rural areas, and services at atypical hours. The welfare of our children. Child welfare at school and at home is crucial in achieving their potential. All schools will teach a healthy relationships agenda and maintain good counselling services. we will introduce legislation to remove the defence of reasonable chastisement. Schools will promote a positive attitude towards other pupils with the aim of reducing bullying of all types. We will also improve links between schools and social services regarding care and young carers to ensure that local support mechanisms can be put in place. We will scrap the truancy tax and instead invest in education welfare officers to work with difficult families and raise attendance. I do not want to see teachers bogged down with unnecessary bureaucracy. I want to cut the red tape and let teachers get on with the job of teaching. It's time to put our trust back in our teachers. Simon Thomas, Shadow Education Minister, Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. Loving Wales, loving the planet. The greatest challenge humanity has ever faced is to turn our impact on the planet from destruction to benign. We will position Wales as a nation leading in the net zero commitments made in Paris 2015. We will seek a complete ban on fracking and new open cast coal mines. We believe that responsibility for all of Wales's natural resources should be in the hands of the people of Wales through our democratically elected National Assembly. This includes responsibility for all energy powers, as well as responsibility for the Crown Estates in Wales, which we believe provide an opportunity for further renewable energy developments to benefit Wales. Natural Resources Wales is expected to contribute to achieving all of the well-being goals in the Wellbeing of Future Generations Act, but we will ensure its overriding purpose is to be an environmental champion for Wales. We also recognise that it must be properly resourced to effectively fulfil that role. Renewable energy. It remains our aspiration to produce as much electricity as is consumed in Wales from renewables by 2035. The change in the subsidy regime makes this more difficult and certainly requires a change in strategy, as the development of large-scale sites by mainstream commercial operators is now less likely to be financially attractive. This does, however, offer the opportunity of developing a different model based on local generation, transmission and ownership through a network of community-owned micro-generation and municipally-owned local grids backed by larger-scale publicly-owned generation and storage at the Welsh national level. Our energy policy will be geared towards ensuring Welsh resources are used sustainably, tackling climate change and developing a post-carbon economy, guaranteeing security of supply to the people of Wales, being run for the interests of Welsh communities. We will create a national system of decentralised energy, moving away from the traditional hub-and-spoke energy system to a nationwide network of smarter local grids that can prioritise the use of renewable energy, as in Germany, Denmark and the Netherlands. Under this system, local communities are in greater control of energy generation and distribution, cutting out energy companies and generating lower bills for local people. In order to achieve this goal, we will work with National Grid to increase ease of access for new energy producers. We will commission a national inventory of green energy potential in Wales, wind, tidal, solar, wave, hydro, etc., an energy atlas for Wales, and a detailed plan for the phased exploitation of our natural resources and the development of indigenous firms with micro-generation expertise within a strict deadline. This will include a minimum target for a new community energy. We will amend land use planning legislation to enshrine a fast-track route for community-owned energy schemes with a presumption in favour of development. In particular, we will ensure that the social and economic benefits of community energy schemes will be given material weight in the planning process, and this should take into account the long-term impact of these schemes. We will establish a national energy company, Ynni Cymru, which will run as a not-for-dividend company at arm's length from Welsh Government, investing profits in improved client service and prices. Ynni Cymru's remit will include reducing the cost per unit of energy to homes and businesses in Wales, reducing the consumption of energy in homes and businesses, helping consumers to make informed decisions based on smart metering technology, funding the mass installation, outsourced to local companies, of solar panels on the roofs of every household, business premise and lamppost in Wales, beginning with public buildings and social housing. Coordinating and facilitating the use of publicly owned land for renewable energy purposes. Financing the acquisition and development of new large-scale generating and storage capacity, ensuring Wales becomes self-sufficient in renewable energy and becomes a renewable energy exporter. Stimulating the development of a national producer cooperative among community energy organisations. Developing a national network of municipally owned regional or local energy companies to match generation and demand for electricity at the district scale. In addition, Plaid Cymru Government will support investment in port infrastructure at Holyhead, Mostyn, Milford Haven and Port Talbot necessary to take full advantage of the economic opportunities in offshore energy generation. Tidal lagoon developments in Swansea Bay, the Severn Estuary and the North Wales coast. The development of an Usk hydroelectricity project subject to a full environmental impact assessment. An evaluation of the economic potential and strategic importance of the rare earth elements crucial to the low carbon economy to be found in the Central Wales Basin. Wales is an energy-rich nation and we are well placed to benefit from the growing renewables sector, but that will not happen in a vacuum. Plaid Cymru will give the sector the support it needs to grow so that we can all benefit. Rhyn ap Iorwerth, Shadow Economy Minister, Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. Climate change targets for Wales. Plaid Cymru accepts that climate change is the single biggest challenge facing humanity. A Plaid Cymru government will play its full part in meeting this challenge. We will ensure that Wales meets its statutory carbon reduction targets, doing so in a way that brings with it economic benefits, for example through new technology and first mover advantage. We will also ensure our targets are regularly reviewed to ensure they are adequate. A Plaid Cymru government will prevent hydraulic fracturing, fracking, and the exploitation of other forms of unconventional gas as soon as the powers are devolved through the Wales Act. In the meantime, we will update planning guidance to include a new technical advice note on unconventional gas. We oppose large-scale incineration projects and public subsidy for incineration. We will not support the development of nuclear power in new locations. We will oppose the use of pylons through national parks and areas of natural beauty, advocating the use of underground and undersea cables to carry electricity where feasible. Plaid Cymru will oppose the development of any new opencast mining. We will also seek far more robust solutions to restoring abandoned opencast sites, taking legal action, introducing legislation, and revising regulations where necessary. But we will also seek to support local authorities that do not retain the expertise to adequately manage opencast sites, putting communities and their well-being first. Wales could be a world leader in carbon neutral energy production, so there's no reason for us not to be ambitious when it comes to carbon reduction targets. Climate change is one of the biggest challenges facing humanity, and Wales must play its part in addressing this challenge. Clear Griffith, Shadow Environment Minister, Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. Energy efficient homes. Recognising the impact of Welsh housing upon our carbon emission targets, we will embark on Wales's largest ever home energy efficiency programme. Our £3 billion programme will stimulate job creation, tackle fuel poverty and reduce carbon emissions, contributing to the triple bottom line of sustainable development. We will also strengthen building regulations to ensure we meet our EU obligations on near zero energy buildings. Furthermore, we will pursue the rollout of energy-positive houses, which are capable of exporting more energy to the electricity grid than they use. We will implement solar-positive policies, utilising all suitable public buildings, and introducing green roofs in building regulations to ensure more sustainable new homes. Waste. Plaid Cymru will work with producers to reduce packaging waste as part of the Zero Waste Wales commitment. Currently, Welsh Government has a target of achieving zero waste by 2050, but we want to place Wales at the forefront of the circular economy and bring the target forward by a generation to 2030. We will achieve this through a combination of legislation and policy initiatives. Utensils and napkins in food establishments to be recyclable or compostable. A styrofoam ban in all shops. Major public events to have provision for 100% recycling. A presumption in favour of recycled products in all government procurement. Promotion of reverse vending machines in public areas. A pilot plastic, glass and can deposit scheme. A requirement for large food retailers and manufacturers to take steps to reduce their food waste, including donating surplus food to charities for distribution.
Animal welfare. We will develop an endangered species action plan for Wales, supported by initiatives to promote public awareness and actions. We will legislate to ban the use of wild animals in circuses and regulate the use of snares. We will update and consolidate Welsh wildlife legislation, creating a new Wildlife Act for Wales. We will support the creation of a specialist centre for animal health in Aberystwyth as a first step towards a veterinary college. Countryside access. We are committed to allowing people of all means and abilities the opportunity to enjoy and appreciate the outdoors. We do not believe that introducing comprehensive open access is appropriate in Wales. Instead, our work will focus on making better use of the quarter of our country that is already designated as open land. We will promote new recreational opportunities within the forest estate. We will ensure that our designated landscapes are best equipped to meet current and future challenges while building on their internationally recognised status. To that end, we will develop the role of Wales's national parks and areas of outstanding natural beauty based on the recommendation of the recent review of designated landscapes in Wales. We will support efforts to make Wales an internationally recognised dark sky nation. Farming, fishing and forestry. Our traditional natural resource-based industries in Wales represent much more than just economic sectors, vital though they are to rural employment. They are central to a healthy local food system. For this reason, we will ensure that Welsh farming is prioritised as a key economic sector. We will appoint an industry champion to promote Welsh food and farming with major retailers and processors. Welsh champion companies that agree to stock Welsh produce sourced at a sustainable price will be promoted as part of a national campaign to celebrate responsible business. Our government will work with farming unions and business representatives to draw any abuse of the Groceries Supply Code of Practice to the attention of the Groceries Code Adjudicator. Particular actions to support our land and marine-based industries include working closely with the Welsh farming sector to ensure that any changes introduced within the existing Common Agriculture Policy and for the next CAP post 2020 maximise the benefits to Wales, and to ensure the Rural Development Programme delivers for the red meat and dairy sectors in a way that is accessible to large numbers of farmers, whilst also delivering transformational change to the wider industry. Committing to using the most effective measures to control and eradicate BTB and ensuring that testing and movement restrictions are proportionate to the disease status of an area. Introducing a nationwide ban on the use of the release of sky lanterns, which pose a fire hazard to dry standing crops, hay and straw, as well as forestry and farm buildings. Undertaking another Working Smarter review to ensure that recent legislation has been proportionate and fair and does not unnecessarily increase red tape and gold plating. Seeking the early implementation of practical alternatives to the whole farm 6-day standstill rule that currently restricts animal movement, thus hampering business flexibility. Encouraging greater participation in agri-environmental schemes by ensuring that a part farm scheme is made available, open to all farmers and involving minimum bureaucracy, and will work with industry to develop innovative ways in which Rural Development Plan funded agri-environmental measures such as Glastir, can help deliver greater public benefits. Working with local authorities and other partners to develop a national strategy to protect council farms. Reaffirming our support for GM-free Wales and seeking assurances from the UK government on the possible risk of cross-border contamination if it pushes ahead with plans for GM crops in England. Developing a small harbours initiative to increase the long-term viability of the fisheries sector. Introducing river initiatives to develop river-specific plans to boost fish populations with specific attention to sewin and salmon populations. Creating new marine protected areas to complement the current network of Special Areas of Conservation, SACs, and Special Protection Areas, SPARs. We will work with counterparts in the UK government and the EU to ensure that our network of marine protection areas are effectively enforced. With regard to the wider local food system, we aim to increase procurement of Welsh food and drink amongst public services. Become a global good food nation with an integrated food strategy to develop sustainable local production and nutritious local consumption, supporting local food councils, local food hubs, food cooperatives and farmers' markets and community cafes. Create a duty on local authorities to give due weight to local food security in their development plans, including the sufficient allocation of allotments and landshare for the localised production of food. Designate 2018 as a National Year of Welsh Food and Drink, to promote Wales's quality produce in a sustained and intensive year-long campaign to encourage customers in the UK and abroad to buy more Welsh products. Push to reform the red meat levy rules to ensure the levy raised on Welsh livestock goes towards the promotion of Welsh produce. Current regulations mean that Hybu Cig Cymru loses out on £1 million per year that is vital to opening up new markets. Ensure the enjoyment of food, food production and food preparation is given due prominence in the school curriculum. Scottish Rural Parliament. The Scottish Rural Parliament is an event and a process that provides opportunities for people with an interest in rural communities to share ideas, consider issues and debate solutions. Rural parliaments allow people and decision makers to work together on priority issues to develop new and creative solutions. They strengthen the voice of rural communities and help them to influence the decisions that affect them. Their success in Europe over the last 20 years inspired the Scottish Government to initiate a rural parliament there in 2014. Rural parliament is not a formal part of government, nor is it a parliament in the sense of a legislative or decision-making body. It is a bottom-up process of involvement and debate between the people of rural Scotland and policymakers to enable better understanding, improved policy and action to address rural issues. Looking at the wider needs of rural Wales, we recognise that Wales Young Farmers Cymru provides hugely valuable services, experiences and opportunities to young people in often very marginalised communities in rural Wales. We will continue to support the Young Entrants Support Scheme, which we set up in government. Our government will be committed to working with the organisation to ensure its longer-term sustainability, giving it solid foundations that will allow it to further develop and grow. We will also encourage and support the creation of a rural parliament on the Scottish model. We will seek new opportunities to grow Wales's coastal economy with a dedicated plan to increase economic output from energy, food, tourism and ports. Flooding. We will create a Welsh National Flood Forum, operating with a similar mandate as those already existing in Scotland and England, as a strong and independent body representing the interests of people affected by flooding. We will ensure a greater emphasis on flood prevention in planning guidelines, recognising that climate change may make flash flooding more likely in future. We will invest more in prevention work to reduce new and repeat instances of flooding across Wales, using an ecosystems approach. In particular, we support the goal of planting 5,000 hectares of new woodland a year and will create new financial incentives to promote the achievement of this goal. Stronger, fairer communities. Affordable housing. Wales needs to have substantially more affordable housing if we are not to deprive an entire generation of the reasonable expectation of having a decent home. We believe that the supply of more affordable housing should be met through a combination of bringing empty properties back into use and new developments of mixed housing in the social and private sectors. However, we also want local needs and environmental sustainability to be taken into account. We will create a national housing company which will borrow against rents to build a new generation of public rental housing in Wales, limited in number only by demand. We will also support local authorities wishing to build new council housing. Local authorities will be expected to agree targets for supplying affordable housing, including new social housing, with the Welsh Government, but will be given the flexibility to decide how they would achieve this based upon the needs of their area. Local authorities will be able to develop joint plans with neighbouring local authorities or work through housing associations or the National Housing Company if they believe this was the best way to meet the needs of their areas. We will fund the development of new homes in small-scale housing developments in rural Wales on exception sites, whose land plots, not covered by general planning permission, will be capped at an affordable price designed to benefit those in local housing need with family and work ties to the area, and whose sale will be conditional on these houses continuing in local ownership in perpetuity. Plaid Cymru has consistently opposed the Right to Buy scheme, and we will take action to ensure the social housing stock remains intact in order to meet the demand for homes. We will introduce a more rigorous system in the allocation of social housing to give priority to those in local housing need. We will support the release of public land as self-build plots for affordable homes, to buy and to lease, and allow housing associations to build their own high-quality prefabricated homes as the Accord Housing Association does in Walsall. Planning. We will restore balance to the local plan system, which under Labour has marginalised the public and forced councillors to accept plans they do not support. We will seek to bring forward the process for agreeing new strategic development plans in each of the proposed regional combined authority areas as early as practicable in the new Assembly term. This new regional approach will allow flawed local development plans with inflated population projections, insufficient provision for transport investment or other infrastructure, and excessive and unnecessary use of greenfield sites to be amended, avoiding the largely developer-led urban sprawl affecting our cities or the oversized developments threatening the linguistic balance of Welsh-speaking communities. We will create a national development framework based on key growth poles and development domains in every part of Wales, with implementation overseen by an autonomous Welsh Planning Inspectorate. We will strengthen TAN 20 to reflect the new provisions in the Planning Act 2015, making linguistic impact a material factor for the first time. We will make it mandatory to produce a change of use planning application for converting a main dwelling into a second home. Quality housing for all. Plaid Cymru will take action to provide better quality homes for all. We will reform the private rented sector to ensure it can meet the needs of current renters, whilst being fair to landlords. We will implement restrictions on rent increases within tenancies and reform tenancy law to grant renters longer term and more secure tenancies, which will also benefit landlords. We will put in place a system of rent control in the private rental sector to increase security and stability of tenure without harming housing supply. This will include more effective regulation of letting agencies, which drive up the cost of private renting through unscrupulous practices and hidden fees. We will also abolish letting agency fees and extend the fit and proper persons test for landlord licensings to letting agents. We will ensure that a record is kept of landlords and letting agents who are found to have carried out a retaliatory eviction or had a complaint from a tenant about the condition of a property they manage. Energy-efficient housing is a key element of quality housing. Plaid Cymru will raise environmental standards in housing and will ensure these standards apply to both new-build housing and older stock. We note the importance of retrofitting for the construction industry in Wales. We will raise the legal requirements for the condition of privately rented homes to ensure that all rented properties are of a decent standard. We will ensure that new housing is of a lifetime houses standard so we can increase our supply of adapted homes, allowing individuals to stay in their own home without further costly adaptations. Plaid Cymru will lobby the UK to abolish VAT charges on house refurbishments. A caring community, helping the most vulnerable. Plaid Cymru is committed to creating a fairer, kinder Wales that is able to protect our most vulnerable people. The actions of the government in Westminster are having a negative impact on many communities in Wales. A Plaid Cymru government will seek to transfer control of appropriate welfare powers to Wales and do everything possible to protect people from the damage caused by Westminster's cuts to benefits and inappropriate, unfair benefit sanctions. We will use the Welsh Government's discretionary housing payments power to compensate in full those families affected by the withdrawal of benefit under the bedroom tax. While continuing to oppose cuts from the Westminster Government, we will provide support for anti-poverty measures, including the Supporting People programme and anti-poverty networks such as Citizens Advice Bureau, food banks and others to provide immediate support and advice, including benefit entitlements. We will develop a child poverty action plan to particularly tackle child poverty, which affects 1 in 3 children in Wales, and will mitigate the problems of fuel poverty by creating a system of locally owned energy companies. We will work to tackle poverty and unemployment amongst ethnic minorities in Wales, ensuring that services and support are in place so that all citizens can reach their potential. Homelessness and housing rights. Plaid Cymru will take effective action to end homelessness in Wales using preventative measures to keep people in their homes and protect people from eviction whenever possible. We will end the intentionality test for those who are facing homelessness and repeal the pariah test from the Housing Wales Act in line with the Supreme Court ruling in England. We will grant local authorities and housing associations greater discretion to avoid evictions when arrears are caused by welfare cuts, including the bedroom tax. We will adopt a no evictions policy in such circumstances. We will end the placement of under-18s in bed and breakfast accommodation. Ensuring equal opportunities and respecting diversity. Plaid Cymru will fight for a Wales in which everyone has an equal opportunity to succeed and diversity is embraced and respected. Everyone should be able to feel safe and respected within their communities. We will work with the Police and Crime Commissioners to ensure that all hate crime, including homophobic, racist and anti-disability hate crime, is treated as a serious offence by Welsh police forces and investigated appropriately so that victims can feel confident and secure in reporting incidents. Disability. Following the devolution of further welfare powers to Wales, a Plaid Cymru government would include disabled people in the development of welfare policy. We would make the consultation of disabled people's groups a statutory requirement for all future changes to welfare policy, to ensure that the voices of disabled people are always heard when making decisions that will affect them. Whilst we believe that disabled people should be encouraged and supported into employment, we do not believe it is appropriate to require disabled people to face the same obligations and threats of sanctions in looking for employment. We would establish sheltered employment schemes for those people, such as people who have had mental health problems, who need a more supportive environment to return to work, as a stepping stone towards full participation in employment, and would work with accredited employers to create such schemes. We will ensure local authorities and social landlords provide more disabled-friendly and lifetime housing suitably adapted to people's needs. All schools will have appropriate access for physically disabled pupils. We will ensure that better support is available for people with learning difficulties, including increasing the number of specialist nurses in hospital settings to address inequalities in the provision of health services. Plaid Cymru is committed to working with deaf people and those experiencing hearing loss, organisations representing them, and professionals to develop a national deafness and hearing loss strategy to ensure coordinated and equitable access to services. While the strategy is being developed, Plaid Cymru Government will ensure that key services, such as the Here to Help scheme, are not lost, providing national funding if necessary. Lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender equality. Plaid Cymru will work towards the implementation of a framework for primary care services for trans people, with the development of a gender identity clinic in Wales as a high priority. We will look at reclassifying gender identity issues separately from mental health. Plaid Cymru will end the 12-month donation ban for gay men, using risk to determine suitability for donation. Schools in Wales will be required to keep a register of bullying incidents related to sexuality, to take action where necessary and to involve students in anti-bullying initiatives. We will promote LGBT participation in sport as part of broader efforts towards healthier lifestyles and work with clubs and organisations to reduce homophobic and sexist behaviour. Gender equality. Plaid Cymru understands that despite the significant progress made, women continue to face barriers which prevent them from making a full contribution to Welsh society. On average, women are paid at lower rates per hour than men for corresponding work and are more likely to be in part-time employment or underemployed. We are committed to encouraging women's full participation in the economy by ending gender segregation in the workplace and promoting more flexible working patterns. Plaid Cymru Government will promote all careers as being available to men and women. We will support women and girls to follow careers in key growth areas, especially in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering and maths. We will create mentorship schemes to increase the visibility of women in non-traditional occupations and senior roles, and to increase girls' awareness of the many different paths available to them. We will introduce gender-balanced management boards in Welsh Government-funded organisations. Women often fall victim to unacceptable sexist behaviour. Under Plaid Cymru Government, mutual respect and sexist language would be incorporated as part of pupils' learning under reformed curriculum. A national campaign run by government will also draw attention to issues such as consent, sexist language and mutual respect. Financial inclusion. Financial inclusion and financial life skills are a crucial part of building resilient communities and tackling poverty. We will ensure that financial education is incorporated into the school curriculum so that children learn about budgeting, consumer rights and the importance of financial planning. Local authorities will have a duty to promote financial inclusion in their areas and will be encouraged where appropriate to allow public buildings to have cash machines that do not charge for withdrawals. We will standardise the way local authorities engage with credit unions, building on best practice in parts of Wales. Plaid Cymru will support credit unions as a means to tackle financial exclusion. Older people. Plaid Cymru recognises the importance of older people to Welsh society and to our economy. Plaid Cymru campaigned for the end of the compulsory retirement age and will support older people to stay in employment or find work if they wish to do so. We will work with third sector organisations and the police to better protect older people from exploitative scams and will raise awareness. Plaid Cymru will improve on methods and frequencies of hospital, care home and nursing home inspections to ensure sufficient qualified staff and that there is excellent quality of care and understanding and respect at all times. We will ensure that community workers are able to spend adequate time with older people and will support community locations for older people so that they can socialise and interact with friends, preventing isolation and loneliness. The free bus pass that allows older people to keep in touch with friends and maintain their independence will be protected. We will support the maintenance of public toilets to allow older people and others to visit town centres and other places of interest and maintain their independence. As a party, we recognise the positive economic impact of older people upon the economy and will promote Wales as an older person-friendly location. Crime and justice. Plaid Cymru believes that the time is appropriate for policing and criminal justice powers to be transferred to Wales, as they are already for Scotland and Northern Ireland. As part of this transfer of powers, we will seek to create a Welsh legal jurisdiction. A Plaid Cymru government, given the power, would scrap the Police and Crime Commissioners, transferring responsibility for policing to a new Welsh Government Justice Minister. Under the current arrangements, Plaid Cymru will continue to work with all relevant agencies and organisations to reduce crime in all parts of Wales, with a strong focus on community policing. Domestic violence. A Plaid Cymru Welsh Government will work with police and the third sector to prevent and end domestic violence. We will introduce legislation to stop violence against children, support improvements to forensic services and promote education to prevent sexual assault. Community level interventions and rehabilitation. Although Wales does not have control over policing and criminal justice at present, we do have a number of levers that can be used to reduce the recognised pathways to crime, including education and social services. Our focus shall be on community level interventions, rehabilitation to reduce substance abuse, increasing literacy and numeracy, and providing learning disability and mental health supports for prisoners so that they do not re-offend. We will develop and support alternatives to prison for women and young offenders so that they do not enter a cycle of crime. Through better joint working between local authority departments, housing associations and police to ensure lasting solutions, we will crack down on antisocial behaviour. Preventing terrorism and tackling modern slavery. We will provide increased support for programmes tackling religious extremism in Wales, extending the coverage of existing good practice and adopting a consistent and proportionate approach across the country. In developing a Wales strategy, we will also consider the range of contemporary academic research on the subject, in addition to working with communities affected to better understand the causes of alienation and religious extremism. Migration. Plaid Cymru recognises that migration is a major issue and that it is important to understand its impact upon Wales. A Plaid Cymru-led government will ensure that Wales's migration needs are heard at a UK level through formal discussions and agreements at the Joint Ministerial Committee. We will meet regularly with the Migration Advisory Committee to explain Welsh migration needs and will push for powers to determine immigrant sponsors in Wales, such as universities and cultural organisations, giving them the same opportunities as English organisations to sponsor valued migrants. We will ensure that the Welsh Government is better informed with regard to migration flows in and out of Wales, their impacts on labour markets and which industries require new migrations to fill vital roles such as our Welsh NHS. We will seek the devolution of migration policy, as in Canada and Australia, so that Wales can set its own migration quota according to its own needs, with greater flexibility, for example, in processing entrepreneur visas. We will seek to make Wales a nation of sanctuary for those fleeing wars or persecution, with a basic level of support provided to help refugees and asylum seekers integrate into Welsh society. A federal system, Quebec, Canada. Many federal states have adopted federal immigration systems. Australia and the United States are examples. But one area stands out as being particularly useful as a model for Wales, and that is Quebec in Canada. Quebec is distinctive in Canada with its own language, French, and its own cultural traditions. Quebec's desire to maintain its distinctiveness led to the Canada-Quebec Accord being signed in 1991. Under the accord, the federal government in Canada still maintains overall control of immigration, with responsibility to set its own standards, set the overall level of immigration, and also control over citizenship. The federal government has overall responsibility for upholding Canada's international commitment with regards to immigration, including asylum. However, the accord established that Quebec has the sole responsibility for the selection of immigrants destined to that province, Quebec, and Canada has the sole responsibility for the admission of immigrants into that province. This means that Canada controls the borders, but that Quebec controls who is able to settle in Quebec based on its own selection criteria, including specific requirements such as French language skills. Furthermore, Canada boasts a provincial nominee scheme, which means that all provinces are able to nominate specific individuals that they would like to see emigrate to their province. The system works by allowing foreign workers to apply to immigration services in specific provinces, and employers in those provinces informing the immigration services that they have a position they cannot fill with a profile and a list of skills they need from an employer. The immigration services of the province will then attempt to match the vacant position with an applicant with the necessary skills, who also meets the cultural criteria. If such a match is made, the province will nominate that person to Canadian Immigration and, so long as they meet Canada's requirements also, they will be admitted. This system also means that provinces in Canada are effectively able to headhunt high-value migrants that they would like to see working in their provinces. Culture is the key. Wales is a land of rich cultural legacy and vibrant expression, with two languages, a long history in poetry and music, and a flair for performance, whether on the stage or in the sporting arena. We want to make the performative and the expressive, the things which give us joy and give us meaning, central to Wales's identity, its international brand, and its daily life. Creativity, innovation, and a sense of place will be critical to the success of an economy in the 21st century, and also carry a huge social dividend in well-being and community cohesion. So our government will place art, culture and language together with sport, all vitally important parts of our social tradition and way of life, at the heart of all our policies, from local government finance through to health and education. We want the school curriculum to be based on a view of Wales within a European context. The Welsh language. Plaid Cymru wants a genuinely bilingual Wales in which citizens can choose which language to use in their daily lives. To achieve that, we need to substantially increase the number of speakers of Welsh across the country and ensure that speakers have opportunities to use the language wherever they choose to do so. Welsh language and the economy. We want to encourage a greater use of Welsh in the workplace. We will set up a workforce training programme that will provide structured Welsh language training and immersion courses, including financial support to release employees to learn Welsh and improve their language skills. We will also support the economy of traditional Welsh-speaking areas by developing Carmarthen, Aberystwyth and the Menai conurbation as economic hubs, building upon their urban status and relatively high Welsh-speaking populations to create a critical mass for further economic growth. As part of our decentralisation strategy, we will locate new and existing national institutions and regional centres within Welsh-speaking areas. Entrepreneurs and businesses who operate through the Welsh language will be given additional support to develop their bilingual business model. We will work with small and medium-sized businesses across Wales to develop apprenticeship places in the Welsh language. we will also expand the use of the Welsh language as the language of administration within local government and the wider public sector. Welsh medium childcare. We will work with childcare providers such as Mudiad Meithrin to ensure that sufficient Welsh language childcare is available in all parts of Wales. Welsh medium education. Plaid Cymru will improve foundation phase teaching and the provision of Welsh so that all pupils are able to speak Welsh to an acceptable standard by the age of 7. We'll provide support so that teachers of all age groups are able to improve their Welsh language standards. We will implement the improvements to second language Welsh learning as recommended in the review by Professor Sioned Davies, including a Welsh teaching continuum and, over time, Welsh medium education for all. Our interim target will be that 50% of 7-year-olds will be in Welsh medium education by 2030, and we will implement a plan for the expansion of Welsh medium provision in partnership with the regional combined authorities on that basis. We will continue to support the Coleg Cymraeg Cenedlaethol to provide higher education through Welsh and for academics to conduct research in Welsh. We will follow this model to improve further education pathways through Welsh. The provision of Welsh medium halls of residence will become a condition of Welsh Government financial support to higher education. Caring through the medium of Welsh. We will work to increase the number of Welsh speakers working in healthcare in Wales so that Welsh-speaking patients have the right to a Welsh language service throughout the NHS. This will include making Welsh as an essential skill in recruitment where service areas are not meeting their Welsh language requirements. The promotion of the Welsh language. Plaid Cymru Government will create a national language agency as an independent organisation responsible for the promotion of the Welsh language, increasing the budget in this area to include an innovation fund, which will aim to increase the use of the Welsh language. We will set up a network of Welsh language centres in all parts of Wales to be the hub for a variety of community activity in Welsh, to include Mentrau Iaith, Welsh for Adults and cultural and language-based business activity. The status of the Welsh language. Plaid Cymru will push for improved Welsh language status at the UK and European levels, including the designation of Welsh an official language of the European Union and allowing its use in meetings of the Welsh Grand Committee and Welsh Affairs Select Committee at Westminster. We will strengthen the standards expected from the public sector and large private sector organisations in dealing with the public, including in the banking sector and supermarkets, and organisations outside Wales who serve the Welsh public. We believe the Welsh language should enjoy greater visibility in areas of linguistic significance and will take steps to protect historic Welsh language place names. Welsh for Adults. We will double the budget for Welsh for Adults in order to provide language training to teachers and public service workers, help parents who want to increase their use of Welsh at home and promote the language among incomers. Sport. Promoting participation in sport. Plaid Cymru will further develop our Inspire Wales programme to promote sports participation in Wales, following the example of local sports partnerships in the Republic of Ireland. As part of this, we will promote our international level athletes as role models for young people. We will work with sports governing bodies, schools, community groups, voluntary organisations and youth workers to promote physical activity amongst young people and the availability of both formal and informal activities. We will promote sporting participation at all levels and for all ages across Wales, recognising the impact of sport and activity upon lifelong well-being. We will particularly aim to encourage and increase participation amongst young and teenage girls by aiming to ensure that public broadcasters devote a greater percentage of broadcast time and funding to female sport. Sports events. Plaid Cymru wants to bring the best international sporting occasions to Wales. We will develop a Commonwealth Games bid with Wales as the host nation in 2026 or 2030. we will also bid to bring the Tour de France to Wales for both men and women, and work with sports associations and the tourist industry to identify other opportunities for Wales to act as hosts. Celebrating sporting success. Celebrating and highlighting our many sporting successes is important for Wales. We will support efforts to establish a Welsh football museum in Wrexham, where the Football Association of Wales was founded, to showcase the development of football in Wales. We will also support proposals for a one-day Welsh international cricket team. Sport in two languages. As a bilingual nation, it is important that all our governing bodies and major organisations reflect both of our national languages, and we will expect them to develop appropriate training courses and marketing information in both Welsh and English. Broadcasting and media. We will seek immediate talks with the UK government to secure the devolution of broadcasting within Wales. Responsibility for S4C should be devolved to Wales, with a ring-fenced minimum in the Welsh block grant agreed. We would restructure S4C as a multimedia broadcaster, covering the full range of Welsh language public service media content in Wales, including radio, TV and digital. This wider output would be funded by a mixture of the transferred DCMS grant, ring-fenced by statute, BBC licence fee appointment, as with current funding for S4C, Radio Cymru and BBC Cymru Fyw, Welsh Government funding, including support for the Welsh language online news service Golwg 360, advertising revenue and voluntary contributions from member subscribers who will be represented on its board. Its remit will include the development of a second Welsh language radio station and a daily Welsh language news service, editorially independent of the BBC. We will also create an independent Welsh Media Commission to fund a syndicated digital news network in the English language, a national service linking local and hyperlocal newspapers and radio stations, producing open source output and, subject to agreement with access to BBC footage and archive material, to address the current democratic deficit arising from the historic weakness of print media in Wales and the changing pattern of consumption of traditional broadcast news. Culture. Arts funding. We will seek to protect and increase arts funding via a variety of means. Local authorities will be required to accept responsibility through a statutory duty to act as a convener, enabler and access provider of arts and culture within their boundaries. This should sit within the duties placed on local government by the Wellbeing of Future Generations, Wales 2015 Act. This will include a duty to promote participation and experience in the arts for children, particularly those from socio-economically disadvantaged backgrounds. We will seek at least an additional 1% in Wales's share of UK lottery funds devoted to the arts to recognise additional needs arising from the high incidence of poverty and social deprivation in Wales. We will also investigate the possibility of a Welsh lottery for good causes, based on the current local authority areas. We will establish a new body, Creative Wales, starting with a government endowment with the aim of unlocking other sources of funding for the arts and growing the culture of giving, investment, partnerships and volunteering. Art and youth. Supporting apprenticeships in cultural organisations promotes arts and heritage skills and supports technical as well as creative skills. We will invest in successful homegrown initiatives like Only Boys Allowed to create a Welsh Sistema using music, arts and theatre to overcome disadvantage to help young people realise their potential. We will preserve the school's music services across Wales, building on the recommendation of the Task and Finish Group on Music Services in Wales. Our National Cultural Bodies. We will continue to support our key national cultural institutions, the National Theatre, Theatr Genedlaethol Cymru, the National Library, National Museums Wales, Literature Wales, National Dance Company, the Welsh Books Council, Welsh National Opera, Eisteddfod Genedlaethol Cymru, and the National Dance Company, recognising the importance of these bodies to the cultural life of our nation. We will protect the valuable work and independence of these bodies and seek to extend their role in taking the culture of Wales to an overseas audience. We will also prioritise investment in traditional Welsh music and dance, including investigation of a national company of performers linked to a training academy in this field. We recognise the success of the free entry policy for museums and will maintain this for residents of Wales through the National Smart Card Scheme. We will support the continued improvement schemes involving our museums in order to secure their integrity and viability. National and Contemporary Art. We will enable National Museums Wales to create a dedicated national art gallery representing the history of visual culture within Wales, both in terms of creativity and collection. We will also invite proposals from across Wales for a new gallery of living art to exhibit the best of national and international contemporary visual culture. National Digital Library. Wales will become the first nation to legislate for the creation of a national digital library. As in many countries, in Wales we have created a public lending right for many individuals to read a single copy of the same book by borrowing it from a local public library. In the National Library in Aberystwyth, we also have a universal library which places a requirement on every publisher in the UK to deposit a copy of its work to ensure public access. It is time to further democratise knowledge and create a national digital library. The Digital National Library will allow any citizen of Wales the right to download an electronic copy of any book in national or local public collection, including those in copyright, in exchange for a fee paid to the publisher and author based on the number of times the digital version is read. A similar system will apply to music and film. Our Wales Worldwide. Through the work of Plaid Cymru, Wales already plays an important part internationally through the European Parliament, where our MEP Jill Evans has been the President and Vice President of one of the largest green groups in the Parliament, the European Free Alliance, EFA. With a Plaid-led government, Wales will play a greater part in speaking out and addressing the great global challenges of our times. Europe. Plaid Cymru supports Wales remaining within the European Union and will campaign to remain so in the forthcoming referendum. Wales is a net beneficiary of European funds as a result of funding that comes to Wales through the European Regional and Social Development Funds, the Common Agricultural Policy, Horizon 2020, Erasmus Plus, and Interreg schemes in particular. However, our common bonds as a continent at peace and as a single trading bloc of 28 countries are further positive reasons for Wales's continuing membership. Social Europe has been good for Wales. EU social policies have helped achieve more equality of opportunity, better protection for workers as well as for parents, children and young people. If the UK government opts out once again from the social chapter, we will propose a special agreement between the European Commission and the Welsh Government to ensure that Wales can opt in and remain covered. This could be based on the tripartite agreement proposed by the Commission in 2001, but never implemented, meaning that Wales could participate with other member states. Wales is already suffering as a result of current UK opt-out from EU policies and programmes. These include the European Globalisation Adjustment Fund, to provide support for retraining and finding other employment where there are major job losses, the Youth Employment Initiative, which guarantees a job, education or training for young people out of work for 4 months, the Eden Tourism Project, which raises the profile of new destinations through a Europe-wide database, and European aid to the most deprived, which provides financial support to food banks. Our government will propose a new concordat with the UK government to ensure that Wales can take part in these programmes. The situation is made worse by the Welsh government's reluctance to work directly with the EU, preferring to take its instructions from London, as agreed in the concordat on the coordination of EU issues signed in 1999. The result has been that we don't get the same benefits of membership as other countries. Applied Cymru government would change this and work positively with European partners. Plaid Cymru has long campaigned for a European Parliament office in Wales. Despite the presence of an office of the European Commission in Cardiff and Europe Direct centres in Cardiff and Wrexham, there are no EU agencies based in Wales. By contrast, Ireland has several offices and departments that provide information and support, including 10 Europe Direct centres. Wales should be properly served with an EU presence, and Plaid Cymru government would look for every opportunity to locate these institutions in Wales. Plaid Cymru believes in the principle of subsidiarity in decision-making, that decisions should be made at the most appropriate level and as close as possible to the citizen. We therefore recognise that some decisions are best made on a European basis and others at a Welsh level. We are concerned that attempts to transfer powers from Europe to Westminster, including regional aid and farming subsidies, will not be in the best interests of Wales, and Plaid Cymru Welsh Government will oppose those plans. Plaid Cymru Welsh Government will work with the UK Government ahead of the UK's presidency of the European Union to ensure that Welsh interests are well represented in their programme of business. We will push for a new social chapter focusing on workers' rights, linguistic rights for minority languages, and the promotion of clean renewable energy. This will include making Welsh an official language of the European Union and the better promotion of Wales across Europe during the presidency. Over the longer term, we believe that the Welsh national interest would be best served if Wales were to become a member state of the European Union in its own right, which would mean better representation in the European Parliament, a place and vote at the European Council of Ministers, and a European Commissioner from Wales. A Plaid Cymru-led Welsh Government will lead opposition to the secretive Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Free Trade Deal, which some European governments want to sign with the United States. This deal threatens workers' rights, climate change legislation, and could lead to NHS privatisation and reductions in food quality standards. We will push the UK government on these issues and call for the rejection of the proposals. If we remain part of the European Union, Plaid Cymru will also push for the closure of the EU's second parliament at Strasbourg, saving £100 million per year and 19,000 tonnes of CO2. International relations. Plaid Cymru will develop a Welsh international policy based on the promotion of our values, including democracy and opportunities for all, irrespective of gender, race, language, and the other protected characteristics. We will work particularly closely with sub-state governments that share common characteristics with Wales, such as bilingualism, and will continue to develop links with the Chubut province in Argentina following last year's successful 150th anniversary of the Welsh migration to Patagonia. We will continue to support the Welsh language teaching scheme in Patagonia, together with the Welsh School in London, as the only Welsh schools outside of Wales, increasing funding in line with inflation. We will also continue to work with the British Council for the better promotion of Wales and the Welsh culture across the world, and work closely with international development organisations to promote empowerment of communities across the Global South, supporting and developing existing links and exchange programmes with Africa and increasing awareness here in Wales. Plaid Cymru will push at all levels for the Sustainable Development Goals to be implemented and will ensure that Wales plays a role in that. We will also play a role in international campaigns to prevent modern slavery, female genital mutilation, and to stop cybercrime. We will support the rights of minority groups across the world to their self-determination and the right to become a nation-state, should they choose to do so, through a referendum under internationally recognised standards. Peace and security. Plaid Cymru-led Welsh Government will work to prevent the renewal of weapons of mass destruction, such as Trident or any replacement, and will refuse to allow them to be located in Wales or Welsh waters. We will hold a vote in the National Assembly for Wales prior to any UK-supported military intervention in foreign affairs, recognising the democratic right of Wales to support or oppose such insertions. As a party, Plaid Cymru will not support action that contravenes UN resolutions or does not have a proper legal authority according to international law. Our government will support the development of a Wales Peace Institute. Although the Welsh Government is not responsible for defence forces, we will take responsibility for our Welsh-based veterans. We will introduce measures to assist veterans and will provide support to health bodies and to local authorities to fulfil the military covenant, with particular reference to mental health and substance abuse, physical health, housing issues and welfare support. We will work with the UK government and other agencies on cyber defences to prevent technology attacks upon Wales and the rest of the United Kingdom. That is the end of Plaid Cymru Manifesto 2016.